Hi everyone, my name's David, and I'm going to tell you about a recent geography field expedition I went on with my university class. We travelled to a beautiful nature reserve in rural Wales, which offered an invaluable opportunity to study the indigenous woodlands there. I was expecting that we'd be sleeping in a youth hostel or perhaps a local campsite, but to my surprise, the university had booked a large wooden cabin for us to share. It was quite rustic, but very warm and comfortable, which was a relief after a long journey. Our primary objective was to investigate the indigenous woodlands. Now, when people think of Welsh forests, they often picture fast-growing pine plantations. However, our specific focus was on studying the ancient oak trees that have survived in this valley for centuries. Their twisted branches and massive trunks were truly spectacular to see. Before heading into the forest, we had to check our equipment. I had remembered to pack my compass and clipboard, but I realised I hadn't brought my magnifying glass, which was essential for examining moss and lichen on the bark. Luckily, my tutor had a spare one I could borrow. Once we were in the woods, our first task was wildlife observation. We had hoped we might catch a glimpse of some badgers, which are known to inhabit the area. Instead, we ended up spending over an hour observing a family of red squirrels darting between the branches. They are incredibly rare in many parts of the UK now, so this was a real treat. Next, we moved on to the geography aspect, specifically taking soil samples. I had assumed the ground would be quite rocky or perhaps sandy near the riverbank. Actually, what we dug up was mostly heavy clay, making it incredibly difficult to get the digging tools deep into the ground. We also had to monitor the local microclimate. The forecast had predicted continuous rain for the whole week, but surprisingly the precipitation was minimal. The real challenge for our visibility and data collection turned out to be the dense fog that rolled in every morning. It made the forest look incredibly spooky too. Since the reserve is miles away from any city lights, the sky is exceptionally dark. One clear night, our professor told us to look out for planets like Mars or Venus. But what really captured everyone's attention was a spectacular meteor shower that lit up the sky for about 20 minutes. It was completely unexpected and breathtaking. The following day, we learned about the conservation of the reserve. A local farmer was originally scheduled to speak to us, but he was unavailable. Instead, a very knowledgeable park ranger gave us a fascinating lecture on woodland management. She explained how they balance public access with protecting nature. During her talk, she mentioned the main threats to the indigenous woodlands. While you might assume that climate change is the biggest immediate danger, she explained that a new fungal infection is currently the most severe problem they are fighting. It attacks the roots of the older trees and spreads very quickly. We learned a massive amount on the trip. Now that we're back at university, we have to process all our data. I initially thought we'd be writing an individual essay, but the final assessment is actually a group presentation next week, so I'd better get back to the library to prepare.